people wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
A song that everybody listening will know of yours is Daydream Believer. You were involved with folk music with the Kingston Trio, and here suddenly you've written a pop hit. I mean, had you designed it that way?
Well, it's just a good example of we put labels on things because we need to identify them. It was written as a folk song, and it was written as part of a trilogy, a suburbia trilogy that I wrote. And it happened that a friend of mine, Chip Douglas, who also had auditioned for Dave Guard's position in the Kingston Trio, was now producing the Monkees. And he said, "John, do you have any songs?" I said, "I have this one song, it'd be terrific, Daydream Believer." And I played it for him. He said, "Yeah, absolutely." And they went in and recorded it and put it in a rock and roll mode and put the Help Me Rhonda horn line in. Da, 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 da. And it was a rock and roll song. It was a folk song. I mean, you play it with one guitar, it's a folk song. You play it with a band, it's a rock and roll song. So you tell me what rock and roll is, and you tell me what folk is, you know. But that all depends on what you put behind it.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Puts it ring and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor goes and it sings. Night on his feet. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good times are condemned without our loved ones to spend. But how much baby do you really need?
Having written such a big hit for the Monkees, were you tempted to write more songs for them? Because I don't think they recorded anything else of yours.
I think it was the last album the Monkees did. Well, you're always trying to write that song, you know. But the problem is, you see, Spence, when I wrote Daydream Believer, I remember clearly thinking that day, well, I didn't get much done today. All I did was write Daydream Believer. And I'd taken it... Really, and I'd taken it to Spanky and our gang. I'd taken it to a couple of other groups, We Five, and they turned it down. I mean, I just thought it was another catchy little tune. And once it's a hit, everyone hears it as a hit. But no one heard it as a hit before it was a hit. And so people say, why don't you write another Daydream Believer? Well, I could write another Daydream Believer that would sound exactly like Daydream Believer, and they'd say, well, that sounds exactly like Daydream Believer. So you keep writing songs, at least I do, and you never know which one will come out of that as a song that will really connect. There are songwriters who can sit and write hit records. Neil Sedaka, Carole King, can really grind them out. I can't do that. I've never been that kind of a writer.
And you mentioned the group We Five just before.
Yeah.
I'm right in saying, aren't I, that your brother was a part of that group?
Yeah, my brother was a member of that group.
And they had a big hit with You Are On My Mind, which mm-hmm. was an American hit. It was covered in this country and was a hit for Crispy and St. Peter's. But we'll play the We Five version. Can you say something about that group?
It's a song written by Sylvia Fricker from Ian and Sylvia. And when Mike was putting the group together, he said, do you have any songs? He said, it's You Are On My Mind, Sylvia Fricker. It's a terrific song, Mike. But you should do it sort of like an old Ronettes tune, you know. Woke up this morning, you were on my mind, whoa, whoa. You know, give it a little, he said, yeah. So he took, and he is a great arranger. He did all his vocal harmonies on it. You know, so give it a drum beat, and he brought it in, and poor man can't defend himself, but he's in America. Frank Werber, and our producer with the trio, when we played Blowing in the Wind, they said, that's the worst song we've ever heard in our lives, and we're not even going to put it out. And Michael brought in You Were On My Mind, and Frank Werber said, why are you bringing me this crap? You know? So, there.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worries. Oh, I came home.
Going back to the Kingston Trio and some of the albums you made, there's the New Frontier album, which is a highly respected album now. How do you view that one?
I think that is the best trio album I was associated with. College Concert has a live feel to it and a sound to it that I think is probably the best trio album of that era. But New Frontier, we really, really worked on it. And I think the songs are very good. And it was the first time that I really was aware of what you could do in the studio. And putting songs together is a song called Honey, Are You Mad at Your Man? That I put a couple of old Appalachian tunes, Ruby and another tune. and I used one note on the banjo, bom 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 bom, against these moving chords, very Fleetwood Mac-ish, and it really worked in the studio because of the echo and things, and in live concert wouldn't really work. It was always before it was, do the song, do it in concert, if it works, record it. And for the first time, I saw that you could do things in a studio that were magical, that didn't have to translate to concerts. To me, it was a real high point.
Well, I'm going downtown, gonna get me a jug of brandy, gonna get her home to Mandy, keep her drunk and boozy,
good drunk and boozy, good drunk and boozy all the time. Well, if you say so, then I'll railroad no more. I'll just hang around your sherry, hang around your sherry, hang around your shady all the time.
Well, I'm walking on down, but my shoes are getting ragged. Must get me down to Nashville.
Get me down to Nashville. Get me down to Nashville, Tennessee. Honey, are you mad? Honey, are you mad? Honey, are you mad at your man?
Get the impression.